Ezek után azt gondolom,
well, I think it is difficult to say anything. It is very difficult to stand here in front of you and close the conference. I try to summarize in brief what we have heard about here today, and perhaps it's something that I can conclude from the speeches. We can be grateful to Zsuzsa, meanwhile we are celebrating her here today, that we could become the intellectual center of social policy of Europe. Our thanks for that. The next thing that came to my mind is that when I started to learn social policy, partly in Edinburgh and partly visiting the lectures of Zsuzsa, I was struck by the approach of Zsuzsa, saying that everything is related to everything. So in fact, all were parts of a sociological entity that was a whole, but now we are sort of trying to come apart. There are economic approaches, sociological approaches, social approaches. However, there is a cohesion, and if there is something which we can derive from the school of Zsuzsa, it is the value principle, the value-based school. So it's not the technocratic approach, but the basis is value. Here, I would like to connect to what we heard in the last presentation. Zsuzsa, in fact, presented, as she usually does, so there was no surprise. At the same time, we heard music at the beginning of our conference by Mozart, and it is the harmony of music that is the most influential at times. The European intellectual elite understands that and speaks in the same tone, using the same language. Zsuzsa says that we have to speak about poor, but it's not enough to speak about the poor people, but it's important to commit ourselves to take a stand against poverty. Zsuzsa tried to grasp the essence of the European social model, and there were 5 points, if I remember well. Out of the five, there are three which mirror some value orientation. One of the most important components of the European social model is solidarity. Solidarity is something that would have to be present in social policy. Then action against inequality, some sort of internal strive for reducing that. And the third one is the extension of social rights. She called the attention on that. Perhaps it is not based on the principle of value in a direct way, but it is indirectly connected to standing in favor of humanism. It was not by chance how she started her seminars based upon this concept. Later on, research work in the 1990s was connected to that, and Eva Orosz in her opening speech referred to that when she talked about the, when Zsuzsa talked about the question of freedom and security. In the context of that, the gloomy, not prophecies, but ideas that were present here at today's conference in the presentation of Professor Burba as well, when it was mentioned that the disintegration of the EU is there for the future and it's a danger. Probably there can be several grids within the EU, or there can be several speeds of development within the EU, and nation states might play an important part. And it is important to question how the international top league approaches this matter. Zsuzsa has always conveyed messages about that to us, which means that Zsuzsa's activity was very important. In addition to creating a school here, she enriched the entire social policy. Perhaps it is not an appropriate matter on my behalf to draw comparison, but when the Basic Act was adopted in Hungary, it tried to secure the role of the state, not in a usual manner. So when the Basic Act was elected, László Sólyom, who used to be the president of the Court of Constitution, said that not that was the most important, but the previous 20 years operation of the Court of Constitution in Hungary had spread all over the role of the Constitution. Perhaps there is a particular piece of legislation which does not cope with all the requirements of a proper constitutional approach, but the idea, the approach has been introduced in the Hungarian society, so this is something that could be drawn up in parallel with the work of Zsuzsa. As Zsuzsa always says, what happens is always different from what we would like to happen or would like to be. But that is not important. The important is to have a media which tries to introduce elements in social policy and in social policy making, which would head to the direction that is a characteristic feature of Zsuzsa's life. I believe that all those who are present here today as people celebrating Zsuzsa, respecting Zsuzsa, can add something, can contribute with something, and I believe that everybody is willing to undertake that risk. If it happens, the result is going to be something that can barely be achieved by anyone, so it is something that we can be very grateful to Zsuzsa for. And before presenting the birthday gift to Zsuzsa, I would like to thank the organizers for their hard work in having prepared for the conference. I would like to read out their names, because they are many in number, so I tried to mention them in alphabetic order. So I would like to thank István Bálfalvi, without whom the conference would not have been arranged. Sándor Ferge. Sándor Ferge, who has helped with the IT part of the project. And something that I forgot to tell you, it doesn't mean that those whom the name of whom I'm mentioning have not done anything else. I just tried to highlight the most important bits of their activity. Anna Ferge, who managed the names and addresses of the invited guests. Mihály Nilas, who has helped a great deal as a lecturer. Eva Oros, who has provided assistance by the university, and she also could coordinate the invitation of foreign speakers and to the contribution to the prestige of the university. Peter Somogyi, who had the hardest task, because he was the one who kept in touch with Zsuzsa to let her know everything that she could be aware of and not let her know that she was not supposed to know and hear about in connection with the conference. There was somebody who could provide for a permanent touch with the Department of Social Policy, Katit Taus, who worked out and controlled the strategy of the program and had explained when it was not necessary to do something. And Zsuzsa Kuhn, who should be mentioned here, who appears to be very fresh and bright because she's happy that the conference has come to an end, but yesterday she was in a different mood and shape, but she was the spirit of the conference. She kept in touch with everyone. She was bombarded with the letters and all the questions of organizations, so I would like to say special thanks to you because you did the hardest part of the job. And now it is time to salute Zsuzsa in the sense of presenting two gifts. One of those is an object which is a bunch of flowers and also a virtual gift we would like to give you, and you will realize what it is very soon.